Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, the campus chaos continues. We've got closures. We've also got virtual learning now hastily being put in place, in some cases as an alternative to in-person classes. There doesn't seem to be any end in sight to these demonstrations, and graduation is literally right around the corner. My friends, it is continuing to get bad out there with these demonstrations, and certainly the notion that they are saying things like "we are Hamas" again continues to be incredibly concerning. It's almost unheard of in that sense, and it really is kind of sad that in this country, a country so free, a country so great, a country so wonderful, a country with so much opportunity and, yes, education, would be literally a ground zero for people that would be protesting in favor of those who have a system in which those very same people who are protesting would never, ever really be free. Something I mentioned on the Friday edition, it just seems to be, it's not just ironic, it's sad and pathetic. Because in this country, in our system, you know, people, they go out, they protest, they say what they want to say, they say the most egregious things, and they protest. I wonder, and even in the glory days of Gaza under Hamas, prior to the Israeli invasion, if you could go out and protest against Hamas and really let them know what you thought and really call them out, I don't know if that would have worked very well, but that's just my estimation. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome to the Friday, pardon me, I almost said Friday, but it is the weekend edition of the program, and here we are. We've had a great week of broadcasting. And I think this program this morning is going to be chock full as always. We do have so much to tell you about, especially as we talk about some of the latest news. And also we'll take a look at some of these different issues that came up over the week, which are huge, huge issues like the Trump trial, for example. And certainly when we take a look at what's happening on these college campuses and what's happening in terms of the disruption that's there. It's my understanding, too, that at least in some cases, they are not letting people onto college campuses unless they possess the proper student identification. In other words, trying not to have bad actors come in to the areas. And, of course, with graduations right around the corner, you know, there are a lot of people who went to college and a lot of people who were studying to do something maybe with continuing education, maybe they're pre-med or something like that. Maybe they're getting ready. They want to go to law school and they're not interested in these protests. They're not interested in what's happening. In other words, they have no compunction or no compulsion, I should say, to go out and protest the way that we see it happening. And yet they are now also going to suffer perhaps by not even having a graduation. And some of these young people, by the way, they were the very same ones who likely did not have a high school graduation. So then it becomes a double whammy. And again, a handful of people comparatively can ruin things for so many people. And it's really, really sad, isn't it? But folks, once again, weekend edition, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you'd like to talk about these issues, if you have something to say about it. Also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send us a direct message anytime. And by the way, if you're hearing the program at a different time replay over the weekend, You can always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can always find our podcast, our live streams, anything you need to know. You can always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, as they say. We also are going to start tonight, though, this from Fox News. Tornadoes tear across America's heartland, leaving catastrophic destruction in multiple states. There were at least 59 reported tornadoes across Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. That number may have changed, but this is what this is the info we have at this hour. Dozens of tornadoes swept across America's heartland, impacting millions of residents and leaving a trail of destruction. 20 million Americans from Texas to Iowa are on alert for twisters, large hail, and up to 70 mile per hour winds. There were at least 59 reported tornadoes across Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa as of 7 p.m. Eastern Time, according to the National Weather Service. Photos on social media showed heavily damaged homes and shredded trees. And yes, I've seen some of these photos. They are absolutely devastating. You know, trees mangled and torn apart. You've got homes. If they're there at all, they're reduced to sticks, basically, or reduced to just literally a pile of debris. And it's just, again, just heartbreaking when this kind of thing comes through. The National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center said an enhanced risk for severe weather was placed over Kansas City, Missouri, Omaha, and Lincoln, Nebraska, and areas of Iowa, with a slight to marginal risk over many areas of Texas and around Shreveport, Louisiana. Tornadoes, including a couple of strong tornadoes, very large hail, some greater than 2 inches in diameter, and wind damage remains possible this afternoon, this evening, from eastern Kansas and Nebraska into Iowa, western Missouri, eastern Oklahoma, western Arkansas, and northeast Texas, the agency said. Lancaster County Sheriff's Office reported that parts of a large manufacturing facility collapsed, trapping at least 70 workers. All workers were evacuated, thank God, by first responders, by the way, and three employees were being treated for injuries. And again, thank the Lord, and thank also the first responders who run into the trouble when we need them the most. And we have our greatest respect for our first responders here on this show. So, folks, stay right there. We're going to come right back after this first break. But hour number one is off to a great start. We're going to come back. We'll tell you more about what's happening on these college campuses. We'll talk about the Trump trial and everything in between. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Want to say a good morning on this wonderful Saturday morning, bright and early, of course, to Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning with a direct message. He says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 46 degrees, cloudy, and had plenty of rain yesterday. Have a great weekend. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, yes, thank you, Richard, and Semper Fi right back at you. And we didn't have any, well, it was cloudy, but it was not rainy here. And I don't know. Everybody just wants to see the sunlight at this point. Everybody just wants to have, you know, the summertime kind of get here sooner than later, I'm sure. Yes, I can imagine you had a lot of rain yesterday. But we're glad that you're with us. And folks, we're glad that you are with us as well as we head through this weekend edition of the program. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you can always give us a call, 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-7959, by the way. You can also head over again to KyleWarrenShow.com and send us a direct message. Well, as we mentioned about these college campuses, this from Fox News, anti-Semitism on campus surges as agitators take over. Students at Columbia University have been alerted that all in-person classes will be held virtually through the end of the semester as anti-Israel protesters have taken over the campus. Columbia President Manoush Shafiq, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, set a deadline of midnight Tuesday to reach an agreement in negotiations with anti-Israel protesters. Well, that didn't work. This also, California State Polytechnic, that's Cal Poly Technic, Cal Poly Humboldt, announced Friday that it will close its campus through May 10 due to the occupation of Siemens Hall and Nelson Hall East. The occupation of Siemens Hall and Nelson Hall East is causing ongoing inability to open other campus facilities, a statement from the university read. Since Monday night, protesters have attempted several times to break into multiple locked buildings with the intention of either locking themselves in, vandalizing, or stealing equipment. Vandalism and theft have continued across the campus. Officials said the campus will be closed through May 10th, and work on academic construction will take place remotely. Anti-Israel protesters provided university officials with, get this, you know, you really can't be a protester or a mob or an occupier or any of this stuff without having your list of demands. I'm not really trying to make fun of it, but it's to the point now where we need to ridicule, at the very least, what these anti-Israel protesters, now in the mainstream media, they would call them pro-Palestinian, pro-Palestine, and this kind of stuff. But really, they're anti-Israel, because if you're helping Hamas in any way, you're helping their goal, right? If you're protesting and saying we are Hamas and this kind of stuff and or death to America, you pretty much crossed over at that point, I think. But you have to have your list of demands, which include evidently disclosure of all holdings and collaborations with Israel, cutting all ties with Israel, with Israeli universities, divesting from companies and corporations complicit in the occupation of Palestine, and dropping all charges against and halting the harassment of student organizers by law enforcement. Don't you love the list of demands, right? The list of demands. And I'm going to tell you, this is exactly the kind of world that they want to foist upon you, that they want to bring down upon you. They want you to live in a world where they are going to tell you what to do. Talk about having an authoritarian regime. How about stealing our democracy? Because, see, here's the thing. They're going to break into these buildings and occupy them and et cetera, et cetera. And then they're going to have their list of demands, which, again, includes cutting all ties with Israeli universities and collaborations. Now you're a collaborator, right? Divesting from companies and corporations complicit in the occupation of Palestine. That's right. It's all a big conspiracy, and we're here to set it right. We're going to actually open everybody's eyes through our ridiculous, violent, and, unbelievably bad behavior. Officials responded to the demands in a letter. So what would you say? What would you say in this letter, my friends? What would it sound like? You know, I'll give you a moment. I'll give you a moment to come up with what your response likely would be. Their response, keeping the door open to further discussions. Officials also said their policy is content neutral when it comes to speech and assembly, while also ensuring the rights of the rest of the campus community to a safe and secure environment are protected. Well, that's nice, right? That's nice. That sounds really nice, right? That sounds super nice. But the protesters, the anti-Israel ilk here, they don't care. They don't want to sit around and protest and bang on a drum or something while you walk by, and hopefully you'll stop and say, please give me some literature or something like that. They are going to make sure that you can't have a peaceable life, right? You can't even go to school. You can't get your work done for your graduation so that you can move on and do the thing that you want to do in life, because all that's thrown out the window, my friends. All that is just summarily dismissed. You think that they are going to want to peacefully coexist with you on things? No, they have some righteous mission that they're on, and they believe, those that are the true believers, and there are some that are there, they don't even know why they're protesting. We had that on the program yesterday. They don't even know why they're protesting, but they just heard, hey, there's protest, And our school is going to go down there and help those other people in that school protest. So let's go protest. What are we doing? I have no idea. Right? I mean, it sounds silly, but it's also scary on different levels, isn't it? Number one, they could be anti-Israel, pro-Hamas protesters. Or, on the other hand, they might be so, shall we say, not smart to not even understand what the protests are about. Or what caused them, or what they say caused them. So that's also scary, too, because, I don't know. I mean, these people also get driver's licenses or something and drive down the street. I mean, that starts to be really scary. All right. So, again, we're laughing a little bit, but this is all very, 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 very serious. Absolutely. And then, of course, also, now Colombia has no plans, evidently, to call the NYP back on campus for the anti-Israel protests. Once upon a time this week, the NYPD had riot police and counterterrorism officers at Columbia University's campus. There were fears by anti-Israel protesters that the New York Governor Kathy Hochul would even call in the state's National Guard as protests grew more intense by the day. 3 days later, and just 2 days after NYPD finally pulled away from this, I'm sorry about that, folks. A little technical issue right there, but it's fine now. Again, 3 days later, and just 2 days after NYPD finally pulled away from campus, Columbia officials said they no longer intend to need the services of the NYPD. Well, can you imagine that? We called on the NYPD to clear an encampment once, but we all share the view based on discussions within our community and with outside experts. Don't you love the outside experts? That to bring back the NYPD at this time would be counterproductive, further inflaming what's happening on campus and drawing thousands to our doorstep who would threaten our community. University President Manoush Shafiq, Board of Trustees co-chair Claire Shipman and David Greenwald, and University Provo Angela Olinto co-wrote in a Friday email. Oh, boy. All right. Well, again, see, this is the kind of thing. Well, they've got demands. And, well, we're going to be in negotiations. Folks, I just don't know where it all went at this point. But I'm telling you this. It's not good. It's just not good. But you know what, folks? We're going to try to make it right as best as we can when we return from the bottom of the hour break. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition, and we want you to stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The United States providing Ukraine with its largest military aid package to date. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced Friday a package worth $6 billion, which will include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems.
That will allow us to procure new capabilities for Ukraine from U.S. industry.
Austin expressed gratitude to Congress for passing foreign aid legislation that allocates over $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press that he doesn't believe presidents should have absolute immunity for actions taken while in office. This comes as the Supreme Court heard arguments related to former President Trump on Thursday. McConnell reiterated a stance which he made after voting to acquit Trump following the 2021 Capitol riot, suggesting that the former president could be held accountable by the justice system. And gas prices have risen slightly. AAA says the national average is now $3.66, up 1 cent from Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases, and that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
Well, I guess that's a great question. We can't live on the moon anyway, unless you have like a space habitat thing. Like, it's not made of gases. I'm telling you, I can't get enough of that. I cannot get enough of that, how the moon is made out of gases, and that's why it's difficult to live on the moon, because of the gases. Sheila Jackson Lee demonstrating, of course, how wonderful, I guess, our education system must be. But I'm telling you, I will bet you that the high school students, I would hope, I'm just hoping against hope here, knew that when she told them that it was not, in fact, made of gases. All right. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number. Also, you can go over to kylewarrenshow.com if you want to send us a direct message. You can find the podcast. You can also find out all about the program, and you can check out our live streams over there, by the way. Keep that in mind. Check out the live streams over there if you're ever out of the area and you want to hear the program. All right. So once again, we've got a lot going on, obviously, with this Trump trial through this last week. They're still looking. It's a mystery. I guess it's supposed to be like it's not a whodunit. Maybe it's a what was done it. I'm pretty sure, because we don't even know what they're really talking about, what's the crime here. And that's not just little old me talking, right? I don't have a legal education, but people like Alan Dershowitz and Jonathan Turley do, and others, obviously, and they can't figure out what's going on. So again, it's almost like some kind of weird movie or it's some kind of a thing where it's like an alternate universe, and just the law just works differently in the Trump universe for charging Trump. Many years ago, there was a really cool television program, and it was called Sliders. I don't know if anybody remembers Sliders, but this was probably 25 years ago, somewhere in there. I'm pretty sure right around, probably in late 90s, early 2000s, somewhere in there, if I recall correctly. I can look it up here. But it was really a captivating show. It was really kind of cool because they kept going into parallel universes. There's a thing that happens in the first episode where the circumstances conspire, and through the one of the scientists, it's a young guy who's a scientist, and his experiment goes all wrong, and four people get transported into a parallel universe, and they've kind of all been brought together almost randomly, and so they kind of have to make their way. They're always looking to get back to their original universe, but each universe is like a little bit different. It's always Earth, but it's always a little bit different, and they have to kind of find that difference and figure out how to either not get killed or, you know, or of course they, along the lines, they end up helping people and this kind of stuff. It was a really great show called Sliders. So in some other universe, you might find that in this case, you can just put people on trial and you don't need really to have an actual crime of any kind. So you can just put people on trial and just kind of go through the motions. Well, what are we doing today? We're putting Trump on trial. That's the impression I get from what Turley and Dershowitz are talking about and others like them. And this analysis that we're hearing about this, that's my takeaway. It's like, okay, well, they put him on trial. It's like putting the cart before the horse, but it doesn't matter because all they need to do is try to get some conviction. So they'll convict him of something. We may not be able to define what that something is, really, but he'll be convicted. And it's really, really highly stupid. And that's the 50 cent political science word, I think. It is pretty stupid. And so in our Earth, typically, we think that you have to prosecute somebody. You have to tell them what witnesses you might have, and then you have to show the other side. There's another. Okay, I'm going to go on another movie thing right here. Remember My Cousin Vinny? That's a great movie. So, by the way, this weekend, if you want to watch a really funny movie, you can't go wrong with My Cousin Vinny, right? You got Joe Pesci, you got Fred Gwynne, who played Herman Munster, right? You've got Marissa Tomei. This is a classic. It's an instant classic movie. And it's a legal issue. It's a legal movie, a legal drama, comedy, dramedy. And there's a great scene where somebody says, you know, gee, I wish I could get a look at all your files for this case that you're prosecuting that I'm defending. And he's kind of a newbie. And the prosecutor says, well, sure, yeah, I'll have our staff send you over copies of the files. You do that? Oh, sure. But that, again, it's all part of discovery. They have to show you what they have. They have to tell you what witnesses they're going to do. But if it's Trump, doesn't matter. It's just all that gets thrown out the window, because in that parallel universe that exists in New York City, they don't have to do any of that, I guess. You know, I mean, on the whole. So at any rate, folks, it is a very, very silly thing altogether, but it's very serious because they are interfering with the election, especially when the judge says, yeah, you can. We're not going to be here Wednesday. Trump makes plans. And then suddenly we're going to be here Wednesday. Is that not election interference? We were talking about that yesterday with Denise Simon, and I asked her, I said, well, that sounds to me like it's election interference. Let's listen into Joe Biden here, because he's going to tell you something that is really what they think about you and not what Trump thinks about you. Let's listen to Joe Biden.
We all know people like Trump who look down on us, don't we? We all know somebody we grew up with like that. Well, folks, where I come from, it matters. When I look at the economy, I don't see it through the eyes of Mar-a-Lago. I see it through the eyes of Scranton and working people like all of you and my family. Donald.
Okay, so the reason that doesn't work, Joe Biden, is because people don't think Donald Trump looks down on them. If you ever had a canned sort of cliche phrase that could be put in front of Joe Biden for him to rattle off from some teleprompter that's obviously he didn't come up with, or it doesn't matter if he did. This is the most hackneyed kind of a thing that you've ever heard. And because, again, it's designed to show, oh, see, I get you because I'm Scranton Joe. And Donald Trump, he's Mar-a-Lago Donald. You know, he's got money and he's got fame and he's got riches and so forth. He's got power and influence and he looks down on you. That is a load of, you know what? It really, really is, because nobody ever, I think, has ever made, you know, could ever really say that that's how Donald Trump looks at people. Donald Trump is an everyman. He has demonstrated over the course of his career that he has epitomized the American dream. He's epitomized the idea that, you know, if you can parlay your money or your what you start with into a vast empire of wealth. The guy has his own jet airliner plane. That's his private plane. It's not a Gulfstream. It's like a, what is it? It's a 727 or something like that. I mean, it's this huge plane. And you know how much that costs to operate? I mean, it's just really something. But the idea is that people never get the idea that Donald Trump is looking down on them, thinking that they're less than. He can talk to the electrician, the construction worker. He can talk to the investment banker. He can talk to anybody from all these different walks of life. And that terrifies the Democrats. It terrifies the far left. It terrifies everybody. This is why they're doing what they're doing to Donald Trump. And Scranton Joe, really? Okay. It's, again, this is a case of, well, we on the far left, we, the Democrat Party elite, we really kind of do look down on the little people, as it were, because they need our help. And they need if we don't take them by the hand and lead them through taxation and we lead them through mandates and we lead them through all this government appointed stuff, you know, it's all hell's going to break loose. It's all going to be chaos. Because they look down on you, my friends. Donald Trump doesn't look down on you. In fact, Donald Trump wants to create the same kind of environment where he was able to flourish. You know, the conservative says, why can't everybody flourish? Why can't everybody work hard and do their thing and flourish? It's really, really sad. All right, folks, Weekend Edition continues. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there because we are coming right back, I promise.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a cause was right.
All right. I like this bumper track. I know I've mentioned it before, but I really do like it. Philadelphia Freedom, one of my favorite Elton John songs of all time. I remember when it was on the radio. When it was brand new, this song was ostensibly dedicated to Billie Jean King back then, the famous tennis player. And then, of course, also the lyrics there written by Bernie Taupin, who came from Britain, of course, along with Elton, but also became a naturalized U.S. citizen. And I always loved this song because I always thought about that, and I thought about how cool it was. It was right around the bicentennial, right? And it's just cool. It's got a great sound to it, and it is again indicative, I think, of it's joyful. That's what I like about it. It's joyful, and it's just the way it all goes together. It's you got to catch lightning in a bottle, and that one does it. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we are rocking our way through this Saturday morning weekend edition of the show. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. Also, of course, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com anytime, and you can send us a direct message. Well, of course, now here's a good question. What about the debates, right? What about debates? This from Newsmax. Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, posted on Truth Social on Friday that he is ready to debate President Joe Biden anywhere, anytime, any place earlier on Friday. And I started laughing about this earlier today, too, because you know that there's going to be absolute pandemonium and everything else under the sun, it seems, at the White House. Because earlier on Friday, Biden told radio host Howard Stern that he is happy to debate Trump as the candidates enter the final 6 months of the 2024 presidential elections. Somewhere, I don't know when, but I am happy to debate him, Biden said in a one-on-one interview with Stern. In response, Trump posted, "Crooked Joe Biden just announced he's willing to debate. Everyone knows he doesn't really mean it. But in case he does, I say anywhere, anytime, any place," an old expression used by fighters. Earlier this month, Trump's two campaign advisors sent a letter to an independent commission that normally sanctions such events, calling for an accelerated debates timeline, holding more than the usual three and starting them earlier in the campaign cycle, Reuters reported. "I suggest Monday evening, Tuesday evening, or Wednesday evening at my rally in Michigan, a state that he is in the process of destroying with his EV mandate. In the alternative, he's in New York City today, which probably, although probably doesn't know it, and so I am stuck in one of the many court cases that he instigated as election interference against a political opponent, a continuing witch hunt." The first debate is scheduled for September 16th, followed by one on October 1st and the final debate on October 9th. The debates are to be held at Texas State University in San Marcos, Virginia State University in Petersburg, and the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. All right. Well, folks, I'm telling you, I don't know that we're going to see the debates. I just can't imagine the White House allowing and the Biden campaign allowing Joe Biden to go out and debate anything. So you know what they're going to say? They're going to come up with some kind of thing where they say, well, you know, he debates. It's like the cognitive test. He takes a cognitive test every day just by being president. So they're going to say he debates Donald Trump and his horrible Donald Trump policies every day by just being the president. You watch. They'll come up with something like that. Quick look at the weather here, national weather. There is a moderate risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the central and southern plains on Saturday. Heavy snow over the central Rockies. Watch out, driver Ron. And then there is an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the middle, lower Mississippi Valley and central southern plains. And, of course, we talked about those terrible tornadoes at the beginning of the program this morning. That, my friends, is really serious stuff. So always stay apprised of your local weather, especially if you have severe weather conditions that could become evident. So definitely do that. All right. Well, you know, this is Saturday. We don't have a musical theme for Saturday. We don't. Freedom Friday was yesterday, where we can play wherever we want. And Saturday's kind of a carryover to Friday anyway. So, yeah, we can still play literally whatever we want. So I think this morning it might be kind of cool. Might be kind of cool to come up with something that maybe we haven't played for a while, something that will keep us going throughout the overnight or on the weekend, wherever you are, whatever you are doing. And so, again, it's always fun. And we get a lot of good response. A lot of people have sent in their requests, or a lot of people have a particular song that is special to them, so forth. And we always try to honor those. And we got a great request, by the way, but it'll be for Monday because it'll be for Country Music Monday. But for right now here on this Saturday, maybe we'll start with a little, we're kind of throwback. It's kind of a throwback, but it's really a cool song. This is Rick Springfield. I think you already know what it is. Let's listen in.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Play along with the charade.
there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Cool as that. And this record still sounds good. Way back from the early 1980s. And Rick Springfield, is going strong, by the way, these days. And that's actually good to know. Rick Springfield has his show, and I hear it from time to time. It's on Sirius XM. It's called Working Class DJ. And he gets a theme, and he runs with it. He plays a lot of different records. He tells a lot of great stories. And it's kind of cool to hear Rick Springfield and some of his remembrances that he can tell you about the time he met so-and-so or worked with so-and-so and so forth. So it is kind of cool. But one of these things about this record, and I rarely pronounce this upon a record, but I do every once in a while, and it's called The Perfect Record, and this is one of them, right? Jesse's Girl is actually... just lock, stock, and barrel. It's a perfect record, in my opinion. You know, it's short. It has all these different elements in it that just really work together, and it's really cool. And it also stands up to the test of time. It still sounds really great today. Still got that energy, and that's hard to do, my friends. All right, folks, stay right there. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Trump trial. Talk more about these protests on campus. We'll also talk some of the economy as well. That's not looking good with the GDP. Stay right there, everybody. Coming up at the top of the hour news, but we will be back right after the news. So stay right there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem. Pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.